That's correct. Heavenly Father, we need a little bit. We need a little joy.
Amen.
We need a little peace. We need a little comfort. Because our world is so messed up. And we've made such a mess of so many things, Father. We need a little bit of you. Father, thank you and bless you and bless this group of people here today. May we receive today what you have for us today. In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.
I don't think anything steals our joy and our peace as when we become discouraged. A discouraged spirit is a powerless spirit. When we become discouraged, many times we are disappointed, we just give up. It's like the wind has just been taken out of our soul when we become discouraged. I want to talk about that today, about how it is, what we need to do to overcome discouragement, because it's not a sin to be discouraged. It's not a sin to be disappointed. It's what we do with that discouragement. It's what we do with that frustration. It's what we do with that disappointment. I'm going to read to you a story in Mark, first chapter. I'm going to start. These. Mark, the 21st chapter. The words will be on the screen. If you brought your Bible, you can read along with me. Be in Mark, first chapter, starting in verse 21. And here Jesus is with his disciples. They come into Capernaum, and Jesus is going to teach in the synagogue. And they went into Capernaum, and immediately on the Sabbath he entered the synagogue and was teaching. And they were astonished at his teachings, for he taught them as one who had authority and not as the scribes. And immediately there was in the synagogue a man with an unclean spirit. And he cried out, "What do you have to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." But Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Be silent and come out of him." And the unclean spirit, convulsing him and crying out with a loud voice, came out of him. And they were all amazed. So they questioned among themselves, saying, "What is this? A teaching with authority? He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him." And at once his fame spread everywhere throughout all the surrounding regions of Galilee. What does this have to do with discouragement? I can only imagine that this man possessed with this spirit had been discouraged.
Amen.
He was so discouraged, in fact, I think he was blind to the fact that Jesus wanted to heal him of his demons. And Jesus, the gospel says in Mark, that Jesus says to the man, "Be quiet." And then he ordered the spirits to come out. You know, if we could just somehow quiet the demons that are inside of us, maybe we too can overcome some of the discouragement that we face each day.
Amen.
Sometimes that's hard to do, though. See, discouragement is such an awful thing. It's kind of like the world has pulled the rug right out from under you, and you don't have anything to hold on to. Your confidence is shattered. Your motivation to keep going on is evaporated, and you're in this position of feeling discouragement and ready to give up. Have you ever felt like that?
Anytime.
Let me ask you this. If you were at that point, do you remember how you got over it? You know what? Some people never get over it. Some people never are able to overcome this traumatizing event that happens in their life, and every day of their life they seem to battle with that discouragement. They just can't seem to get over it. No matter what happens to them, in every circumstances they become a victim. In every relationship they have, they become a victim. In every conflict they get into, they're a victim. People seem to, sometimes when they are part of the situation that your circumstances have just gone so bad that you just give up. And when you just give up, you just quit. That's where we fall short when it comes to being discouraged. We just wallow in it. There are some people, when something happens to them, they're able to bounce back from it. And there are some people who are simply just, they just wallow in it, mm-hmm. in this discouragement. They just can't get over it. So I'm wondering, you know, I'm a pastor at a church of people who have been discouraged many times. Many of you have gone through so many things, and yet you're able to just keep going. And that's an encouragement to the rest of us who are having a hard time with that discouragement to bounce back. So what is it that makes the difference? I mean, is it genetics? Is it the way we were brought up? Is it our strong mental attitude? Is it our religion? Maybe it's a change in lifestyle. That's it. Maybe it's a change. Many people believe the way to overcome discouragement is to change.
Amen.
When you're discouraged, nothing seems better than to change. To change how you're feeling, change what you're doing. And I know a lot of people who think when they get discouraged, what I need is a change. If I get discouraged at my job, I need to quit my job and go do something else. If I get discouraged with my spouse, I just need to call the divorce attorney.
Whoa.
I just get discouraged with my friends. I'm just going to give up on my friends and find new friends. I'm discouraged with the way I look, so I'm just going to have plastic surgery.
There you go.
You know, some changes are good.
Amen.
Some changes are not good, because many times, especially when we're making changes, when we're discouraged, what we're actually doing is just running away. We're just running away from the problem.
Amen.
We're trying to make things go away. And you know what? You can't run away from yourself. You can't run away from your own feelings.
Amen.
Running away never solves anything. So when it's time for a change, make sure that your mind is clear and that you're thinking straight, and that the changes are things that God has for you to do. We all need to change. You know, we've talked about that many times. God loves something new. Remember, I just brought you a message about that, how God loves change, and how He doesn't change, but He loves for us to change for the better. What He doesn't want us to do is to just change, give up, and run away, because that doesn't solve anything. Listen, you believe there's wisdom in the Bible?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
If there's wisdom here, and this is God's word, maybe we should look at the Bible and see what the scriptures say about discouragement. And if you're gonna look at the Bible and you're gonna try to talk to somebody about this discouragement, I think Isaiah is the best person that we could talk to. Isaiah was very wise, but Isaiah was also very discouraged many times. Isaiah had to weep over the suffering of Israel. Isaiah had to watch the Babylon army come in and overtake Jerusalem. Isaiah, along with the rest of God's people, were held captive. His heart had to break when he saw how his people had become so discouraged and bitter because of what had happened to them. They were even blaming God for it. So God told Isaiah, you need to be the person to encourage these people.
Amen.
You need to lift these people up, to tell them how much I love them and what I can do for them. So let's look. You know, I am truly convinced that the wisdom that Isaiah gave, the encouragement that he gave to a beat-up nation of Israel, is certainly good enough for us today, too.
Amen.
I want you to look Isaiah, the 40th chapter. I'm going to start reading in the 28th verse. Isaiah writes, have you not known, have you not heard, the Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint, And to him who has no might, he increases strength. Even youth shall faint and be weary, and young men shall fall exhausted. But those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint.
Amen.
That's what I want. That's the encouragement I want. That's what I want to feel. I want that energy, that desire that Isaiah is talking about here. I love that fact that Isaiah says here, you can walk and not grow faint. Living life is a matter of walking, taking one step in front of another, in front of another. When, you know, some days are harder than other days to do that. Some days it's hard to even get up out of bed.
Amen.
But that's what is required from us, to keep walking. And God is going to give us the strength to do that.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
I want that kind of energy. I want that kind of strength in my life. So how do we get it? Isaiah tells us in this scripture here. But let me tell you something before we look at the answer that Isaiah gives us. There's one truth that many people don't want to accept. One truth that trips us up because this thing that we're calling a truth is not a truth, it's a lie. If you want to have this kind of power and strength that Isaiah is talking about here, you cannot seek to live your life under your own power, because you're eventually going to break down. You're going to grow weary, you'll become discouraged and disappointed. Isaiah says it here in the scriptures that even the youth will faint and weary, and the young will fall asleep. No matter how young you are, no matter how self-sufficient you are, no matter how independent you feel like you are, if you try to live your life on your own power, you're going to break down. You're going to fail. You're going to give out. You will be discouraged over and over and over again. The reason that this truth is so important for us to learn is because we resist this. We don't want anybody to tell us that we can't stand on our own two feet. We don't want anybody to tell us that we can't handle life on our own. We don't want anybody to tell us that we need help. We don't want to hear that. We're self-sufficient. We're independent. It's only when we stop resisting this false idea of being able to stand on ourselves. Are we ever going to be able to overcome discouragement? Because the scripture says that God is going to give power to overcome this discouragement. You read in here, he doesn't give the power to those who are strong. He doesn't give the power to those who pull themselves up by their own bootstraps. He doesn't give the power to those who think they can handle life on their own. He doesn't give this power to the people who are so proud of their independence, their self-sufficiency. The scripture says he gives it to the weak. To the powerless. To the willing who are willing to receive it. Because they're yielding to him. If you're discouraged here today, the worst thing you can do is try to overcome your discouragement by sheer willpower. That's the worst thing you can do. The best thing you can do is what Isaiah says in this scripture here. Isaiah says that we need to wait for the Lord. Now understand something here. When he's saying wait on the Lord, it's not this passive, lazy waiting. It's not that we're not supposed to do anything. It's that waiting that we're supposed to have with the anticipation and knowing that in God's good time, he's going to give us God's good answer. And we wait on that. We cherish, we look forward to that time when that's going to happen. That's called faith. Victory comes to those who trust God's timing and wait hopefully for him, to wait anxiously for him, excitedly for him. Victory over discouragement is achieved when we stop rushing ahead of God, quiet our hearts, and wait for his strength to come. You may be sitting here today and say, okay, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to sit here and I'm going to wait on God. I'm going to open my Bible up, lay it here in my lap. And I say, okay, God, here I am. Get to it. You know, is that it? Well, that's a good place to start, but there's something more that we need to be doing. We need to unlock God's power in our life. And there's one way to do that, and it's found in this verse 31 here. One word in this verse, and that word is renewed. In the Hebrew, this word literally means exchange. To exchange one thing for another. To hand God one thing and receive something else from him. To let go of one thing and gain something new. According to Isaiah, God's strength comes when we make that exchange between us and God. We have to give up something. to make room for God's strength. And you probably can say, well, isn't there just room in my life for God's strength by itself? I'm afraid that there are things that we have cluttered up with our life that it just seems like there's no room for God's strength in our life. There are things in our life that we have refuse to give up, refuse to exchange, things that are hindering God's power working in our lives. For some, that may be pride. Just too proud to think you need God's help. You need God's help.
Amen.
You can be as proud as you want to be, but you're going to continue to fail. You're going to continue to be discouraged. You're going to be disappointed, and you're going to fail when you try to do it on your own. It just cannot be done. There may be small victories that you win in your life, but without God's power in your life, you can't overcome discouragement. For some, it may be control. God, I know I need you, but I can handle this. I can do this. I need you to help. When I need your help, God, I'll come to you. When I need you, God, I'll do. I know you'll be there for me, God, because you're an almighty God, but I got this, you know. And so we want to continue to keep control over things in our life. Maybe for some of us, this sinful habit that we have in our life, which diminishes our life, but we can't just seem to be able to let it go. Listen, it's time for us to stop trying to live our life under our own power.
Amen.
It's time for us to stop pushing our agenda over God's agenda. It's time for us to soar like eagles.
Amen.
To run and not grow weary. To walk and not grow faint. It's time for God's power to be in us. For us to do that, we're going to have to wait on Him. Trust Him. Believe in Him. Nobody wants to be discouraged. Nobody wants to be disappointed. But we all seem to cross those roads. Maybe it's time we overcame those things. Maybe it's time we did something different. Let me close. Read this one scripture to you. I didn't put it on the. I didn't give it to Larry to put up on the thing. When I was just reading through Isaiah, I read this verse, and I think it speaks to us today. It's Isaiah 41, verse 10. Listen to this. This is Isaiah speaking here. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed. Be not discouraged. Be not defeated. Be not disappointed. Be not dismayed, for I am your God, and I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will hold you up with my righteous right hand.
Amen.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we come to you today, there are so many times in our life that we are discouraged and disappointed. But Father, we want your power in our life. We are admitting to you here today, Father, we can't do this on our own. We need your power in our life. We need your strength as our strength. We can only accomplish the things that we need to accomplish if we are waiting on you. Father, may we renew our spirit. Father, may we be willing to give up the things in our life that are crowding our spirit, our soul, that's keeping your power from even having room in our life. Father, we confess that as sin. We confess that when we believe that we can do it on our own, we are such fools to believe that. You know, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and over again and think you're going to get a different result. We just keep failing and failing and failing, Father, because we're trying to do it on our own. Father, we can't run away from ourselves. We can't run away from you. But, Father, we can run to you. We can run into your arms, receive your power, so we can have a renewed spirit, so we can run and not grow weary. We can take up wings of eagles. We can walk the daily walk that we have to do, Father, to your strength, one step at a time. Never stopping, just continually moving through our faith. Father, I thank you for the group of people here today who are such a good example of what it means to wait. But Father, there are others here who have become discouraged, disappointed. Father, if they are here today, Father, I just pray that you will show them they don't have to live their life that way. That you have something better for them. And your power can flow through them, just like Isaiah talked about in these scriptures. Father, we need this encouraging word from you that we are not lost, we are not forgotten, we are cherished and valued, and you want to use us, Father, through your power. Father, we request that. We cry out for that. We pray this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Whatever God's calling.